Next case for argument is Miyumyun versus Gonzalez, Mr. Libani, or
good morning, Your Honors. My name is Zohair Nubani. May it please the Court, I am the attorney on behalf of the appellant. Your Honors, we're here before you today because the Board of Review, in a summary decision, upheld the IJ's finding as far as Fikri Mumimun's application for asylum. We strongly disagree with the decision of the immigration judge and the Board of Immigration. I'm sorry, the Board of Appeals decision in that matter.
Mr. Nubani, the petitioner doesn't seem to seriously challenge the IJ's finding that the beatings and imprisonment were not on account of his ethnicity. Why isn't that the end of the persecution case? In other words, what's the petitioner's best evidence that the beatings and imprisonment were on account of ethnicity?
If you take a look at the record as a whole, his ethnic extraction of Roma Turkish in Bulgaria shows a systematic history of discrimination against these people. Both his brothers received asylum because they were persecuted in that country. Their forced name changes in 1990 led to him going to court in 96 after the collapse of the communist regime, asking for his name back, and why he had to go through all of this just to get what was his natural born right, and that is his name. As far as the judge's decision that this was not persecution, we find that that was, I believe that that was an error. The appellant does testify that he was constantly, throughout his life, discriminated against both in school and in job seeking. And in fact, he wasn't even able to get a passport because of the disparate and discriminatory treatment that ethnic Roma Turkic people receive in the army. So as far as your question, Your Honor, that he did not, what evidence did he produce or how did he answer the judge? The judge made that decision. It made that decision after the appellant testified. He didn't ask him specifically. The judge just came to a unilateral decision on his part. And if I may proceed, I think the record is replete with evidence of past persecution and future persecution. In the United States State Department reports that the government itself submitted, it specifically cites to an individual named Mehmet Mayumyun from the same region, of the same ethnic background, who was killed by the Bulgarian police. And I think if you look at the record and the testimony of the father and the brothers and Mr. Mumimun himself, all of this leads to only one decision, that there was past persecution. The forced taking of the family's land in 1997 led the father to also flee the country. And Mr. Mumimun, the appellant, Fikri Mumimun, in 2000 was also jailed for protesting the taking of his family's land. And this court has found that economic disadvantage in Borca for INS amounts to persecution. Also, I believe the court in two decisions, although I didn't state to it in my brief, although I did mention about the treatment in the army in Milkovic versus Ashcroft and Bishkowski versus INS, ruled that disparate or discriminate treatment of ethnic minorities is amount to persecution, and that individual is able or is susceptible to be persecuted, and therefore that does that would qualify him for asylum. I think if you, again, as I mentioned, pursuant to the record, all of the testimony And the evidence that was presented from the Amnesty International reports, the State Department reports, there is no doubt that there is discriminate treatment and abusive treatment, which is amount to or does amount to persecution for the Roma ethnic minority. And Mr. Fikri Maimoun, the appellant in this case, is no exception. As I did repeat, all of his family received asylum. The father, the last to leave actually, was applied for by his two other children who had received asylum because of what was going on in their hometown, in their country, to the minorities there.
So and he would be the only member of his family back in Bulgaria?
That's correct, yes.
Would he be able to apply for ordinary immigration?
Would he be able to apply for ordinary immigration? No, he would not. His father is not a citizen, and since the appellant is married, he's not eligible to have the normal system where the father would apply for him, since the father is not a citizen.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Nabani.
Thank you, Judge.
Mr. Palau? Again.
Moment, please. May it please the court, Manuel Palau for the Attorney General. Again, Your Honor, this case is a line-drawing case. As the counsel just mentioned, I believe the testimony in the record indicates that the petitioner was subjected to harassment and discrimination and unfair treatment, but it does not rise to the level of persecution.
Here's another one of those cases that always gives us such pause, because the IJ made no credibility findings. So, does that mean that the government concedes that we have to assume that his account of his treatment is factually correct?
Your Honor, you're correct. He made no express finding, but he also made no adverse finding. I believe he took the testimony as accurate, and he simply found that the testimony, if believed, did not rise to the level of persecution. The two key events that were testified to were two incarcerations, one in 96 and one in 2000, and the testimony showed that on both occasions, the petitioner created a public disturbance, a shouting match in a government office. On the second occasion, he refused to leave a courtroom and shouted about another issue he had with the taking of the property. And if the judge found, supported by the record, that on both occasions he was arrested because he created a disturbance, not merely because of his ethnicity.
Well, so he has the two detentions and the beatings and the death threat.
Well, Your Honor, there was no specific death threat testified to. There was references throughout the testimony of threats that it wouldn't go so good for you if you persisted in your claim for the property. But as specific to the petitioner, there was no testimony that a certain person came to me and said, I'm going to kill you if. I think the closest he got was he suggested that perhaps he and or his father were threatened that if they persisted in their claim for the property that was taken from them, that something bad would happen to them.
Well, I think your argument not so much didn't rise to the level of persecution in the sense of not being severe. I think you're arguing that it's unrelated to persecution. It's just a property dispute rather than a... Isn't that your argument?
That's one of our arguments, Your Honor, yes. I mean, that in other words, the taking of the land in and of itself is not persecution. It's a legal dispute over title to property. The IJ has no way of knowing why the property was taken, what the arguments were, and whether the decision was correct or not. The record shows a court in Bulgaria made a final determination that the land does not belong to you. And on the occasion, I believe, that he was arrested the second time in 2000, I don't know what the exact proceeding was, but he was in a courtroom and was protesting the decision of the court and created a disturbance and refused to leave, and that's why he was arrested on that occasion for 2 days. The other incidents that were testified to in the record, again, counsel continued to use the word discrimination, I wouldn't dispute that assertion. He testified that Roma Turks got inferior education. He testified he couldn't get a job with the government because of his ethnicity. He testified that he was employed as a musician but could not perform Turkish music because the government wouldn't let him. And he also testified that he couldn't get a passport unless he served in the military, which he declined to do. But these, at most, don't rise to the kind of persecution that the asylum law requires for granting asylum. The treatment is unfortunate. It shouldn't be condoned, but does not rise to the level of persecution. And that's why the record amply supports the IJ's finding in this regard. Just briefly, I would note that this was not a summary affirmance. It was affirmance under the matter of Burbano. Secondly, the petitioner does have an adult sister living in Bulgaria, and his wife's family also lives in Bulgaria. So there is family back in Bulgaria in the event the order of removal is upheld. So I would say that the record amply supports, under the substantial judgment standard, the fact that the conduct that was testified to does not rise to persecution, number one, and number two, even if it does, if it reaches that level in your minds, the jailings and the incarcerations here were not on account of his ethnicity, which is a requirement for finding persecution. And since the record supports substantially the IJ's finding in that regard, I would ask you to affirm the decision.
Thank you, Mr. Powell.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Nabati, how much time does he have? 4 minutes.
Very briefly, in rebuttal, counsel asserts to the two incidents that's the only thing we're looking at here, whether my client should receive asylum or not, two incidents. Arguing those two, first of all, the 1996 incident in which he was jailed for demanding his name back, I believe, does rise to the level of persecution. The 2000 incident in which land was taken from them, and I think the record does show that this was a systematic move done by the Bulgarian government against these minority people, the Roma Turkish people, I also believe rises to the level of persecution, as this court has found in the past of what surmounts to persecution. But going past that, it's not just those two incidents. Counsel does not speak at all about all of the other incidents involved in why my client was seeking asylum. Doesn't mention the fact that the discrimination and the harassment and the beatings that were netted out to my client during the time that he was in school, when he was trying to work as a musician, for example, or the fact that his brothers were also persecuted and did receive asylum and were found asylum eligible by this government. He doesn't also speak about the fact that a person from his own region was killed, as a Roma Turk, a person actually with the same last name. Counsel also does not speak about the fact that most of the family is here. That's true. His wife's family is still back there, but basically because they're not able to leave. I don't know the specific situation with his wife's family. Also, counsel doesn't speak, though, about the disparate treatment in the army. And as I mentioned before, this court has found that when a minority is discriminated against or disparately treated because of their ethnicity, that this does rise to the level of persecution. And this was mentioned by the appellant in his testimony of the treatment that they receive at the hands of the Bulgarian army and why he wasn't able to get a passport the normal way from Bulgaria to exit the country. Looking at all of this, cumulatively, Your Honors, we believe that the decision made by the immigration judge goes against the manifest weight of the evidence, and that there was past persecution and that there would be future persecution if this individual is forced to return to his home country. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Nabati and Mr. Palau.